God's plan, more or less. A sweet couple, at time's beginning, were once deceived to believe that who they were and what they had wasn't good enough. It led to a poor choice, a fruit from a forbidden tree eaten by generations to come. Do not be deceived also. You are the best according to the Father. You have what is best for your generation according to God's purpose. Fearfully and wonderfully made. A good friend of mine once shared in a fellowship meeting that a possible reason for Adam and Eve's fall was because they doubted God's love for them. They believed that he was holding back something good from them. The serpent hissed, "God knows that on the day you eat from the tree, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." The woman must have thought, "If he loves me, why will he not let me have the fruit? It looks good, and that creature told me it will make me like him. Why did he make me inferior? Why am I not like him? Why can't I know good from evil? Why am I imperfect?" Does that thought pattern sound familiar, just like us, right? Do we believe God is holding back something special from us? That man, that woman, that job, that marriage, that pleasure, that promotion, that amazing lifestyle, that sweet spot in the limelight. Most importantly, what is our perspective of God's plans for our lives? Do we believe that it is not big enough? Or is it too big? Do we undermine ourselves? Do we devalue our identity and worth in the body of Christ and in the world? Has anyone or anything led you to believe in the lie Adam and Eve were fed in the garden? "I'm not good enough. What I have is not good enough." The truth of the matter is, you actually have all of Jesus Christ living in you if you have accepted him as Savior. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through the power of him who has called us. 2 Peter 1:3-4. After God was done with creation, he saw that everything he had made was good. Yet Adam and Eve were deceived into finding a flaw that did not exist. They were led to want more than God willed them to. They were left sorrier for their choice. Don't be confused. I'm not restricting your request to God. That is okay. I'm not saying you shouldn't ask your Father everything you need or even want. He desires that you do that. But in asking him, is it absolutely your will or his will that should be done? Recognize the will of God in the things you desire. Adam and Eve were aware of the will of God and still brushed it to the side. What I am saying then, do not desire fruit you're not meant to eat. Adam and Eve found that the weight of knowing good and evil was heavy. After their fatal choice, instead of more, they had less. Their body became mortal and corrupted and in need of saving. Mankind pays the price now for their choice. The sad thing is, we are not learning from our first parents. We have the grass is greener over there syndrome, the forbidden fruit tastes sweeter syndrome. We have no contentment in Christ, and the reason is that we do not trust God. Think about it. We don't trust God. We are constantly listening to the evil whisperings and lies of the serpent. Lies about our inadequacies, our failures, and what we do not have. Where we should rather listen to and trust God's words. Words which highlight our victories gifting, special identity, and all the abundance we have in Christ Jesus. We often forget that God has a plan for our lives and the best one there can be. Can you begin to imagine the generations we can affect by a choice stemming from our disaffection, inferiority, and distrust instead of faith? But thanks be to God, we have the Spirit who raised Christ from the dead to enable us triumph. I tell you, friends, underestimating God's plan for you, no matter how you may view it, for another, not meant for you, would leave you with a weight you will struggle to carry and a costly consequence on generations. Our Father says in Jeremiah 29:11, the plans I have for you, you cannot even begin to imagine. Plans to make you prosper, plans that will not harm you, rather, plans to give you a future and a hope. If there's someone who believed how much God loved him, someone who never ever underestimated God's plan for his life, it is Christ. Please understand that your trust in God's plan and right judgment according to God's will shall cause you to understand that whatever you are created to do is important and worthy. Thank you.